This is London.
This is Berlin.
This is Rome.
The noise that you hear at the moment is the sound of the air raid siren.
The church bells ringing again today, ringing the tidings of the entry of German troops into Paris.
I'm standing again tonight on a rooftop looking out over London.
Each box is set afire by a quick action fuse, and as Americans started to come in, the Japanese shouted, "You must not come, you must not come."
We are on the beach today, on D-Day.
Waiting to jump. We're throttled back now. There it goes, you hear him shout? 3, 4.
The houses that we can see looking straight on down are still in Jerry territory, and if there's anybody looming out of a bay window up there and draws a bead on this recorder, they'll probably never get this film.
The story of World War II was told first not by historians, but by reporters. And no one covered that story with more impact than Edward R. Murrow and the remarkable band of reporters he assembled. They brought the war into America's living rooms from capitals and battlefields all over the world. I'm Dan Rather, and this is the story of the Second World War, as seen through their eyes and told in their own voices. This is World War II on the air.